Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Mr. Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via your cell phone or landline, and of course, those who are listening via my show page live online at blogtalkradio.com. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Again, guys, I see a lot of people are just now joining the show, so welcome. But, again, guys, I want to apologize to you guys for not being on the show for the last few days. Just been going through an ordeal where I was trying to buy a vehicle, and if you guys, you know, I hadn't bought a car in a long, long time. I mean, I paid for a car here and there, and I paid cash for cars here and there, but I had to get financing for this car, okay? So I looked for a car, found what I wanted. Not a new car, but I looked for a car, found what I wanted, got financing through my bank, and then went out and looked at several cars, found the one that I wanted, and just, you know, that's been stressful on me. So I've been doing that in the morning. I haven't had a chance to get on the show and handle it like I wanted to. So I wanted to start this morning by apologizing to all my listeners out there for that, okay? But from this day forward, we will be doing the show. Just look for your show notes around 10 or 10:30 every morning. I will let you guys know. I'm looking at doing it at 10, but I may push it to 10:30 sometimes according to what's going on. But let's look at 10 o'clock, okay? 10 o'clock. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, guys, thanks for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Just throwing out some things here before I get into today's episode. It's a beautiful day out. The weather is starting to change, okay? Everyone can see that, right? Everyone can feel that, okay? In the mornings, it's chilly, okay? So don't send your kids out without a small jacket or a light jacket or a hoodie or something, okay? Don't send your kids out. Send them out with the hoodie on or a light jacket or something. That's gonna keep them warm, okay? Do that because now the weather's changing and you don't want them to be sick so soon, all right? Because they will get sick. And I know how, you know, my little girl tries to leave out of here with just, you know, a shirt on, short sleeve, and blue jeans, and she's out the door. But, you know, that's not happening, okay? So watch your kids and make sure that they have proper clothes on in the morning. They're in the afternoon when it warms up, which that's what's going to happen over the next all week long. Then, you know, there's no problem for them to take the jacket off and come home, right? But in the morning, please keep a jacket on their backs, all right? And that's my announcement for today. Now, the word of the day, let's get to that before I get started. The word of the day is I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm gonna try. Okay. Obloquy. Obloquy. Okay. I grabbed these words from the dictionary, and they have daily words that you can grab a hold of. So this word is, I'm looking at the pronunciation, obloquy. 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 Okay, obloquy is a noun. Obloquy is a noun, and it means, the first meaning is a strongly condemnatory utterance or abusive language. Obloquy. Obloquy is abusive language. Number two definition, and it's a noun, the condition of one that is discredited or bad reputation. Okay? So, that's the word of the day, obloquy. Okay? So, let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is entitled, Ebola. Are we going to be infected? Okay? This deadly and serious outbreak of Ebola is now getting very interesting in these United States. Right? Are you not concerned about Ebola? I am, because, you know, who knows where it's going to go from here. They're telling us that, nah, it's not going to outbreak in the United States and this and that. But why not? If we're letting people into the country who are infected with Ebola, then why can't we be infected with Ebola? Why not? Why can't we be infected with Ebola if people are coming into the country that are infected with Ebola? Okay? This last guy in Texas who came into the country that was infected, he lied on his questionnaire saying that he was not, when he came from Liberia, whatever, he said that he had not had contact with anyone that was infected by Ebola, which was not true. Okay? So when he came to the United States, he started developing the symptoms, and he went to the doctor. And then now they have him quarantined or whatever, and he's in serious condition. He may not make it. Okay? So, but he was in an apartment with 8 other people. Okay? Those 8 other people may be infected as well. So, so the disease control people went to that apartment. They put up all this plastic and all this stuff and went in with suits and all and cleaned out the apartment, supposedly disinfected the apartment. If he was infected, then that made that apartment a bad place to live, right? That made those people that were there most likely infected. Then why can't it spread from there? Okay? If you're going to now let them go out and be in contact with the general public, why can't the general public start to be infected with Ebola? Why not? Okay, so are we going to be infected with Ebola, the people in the United States? I say that we are. I say that sooner or later, you know, people are going to get into the country, Ebola, okay? If he came in and spread Ebola to his 8 people that were living in the apartment with him, now the next thing you know, it's going to be, we got 39 confirmed cases of Ebola in the United States. Then it's going to be, now we have 75 confirmed cases of Ebola in the United States. Then we have hundreds of cases of Ebola in the United States. Then thousands. That's how it happened in Liberia. What makes the United States different? They saying that it's not gonna get into America and be and go widespread, be an outbreak. Why not? You know, because they don't want everyone to panic. They don't want everyone to panic. That's just the way the government is. You know, we don't know. Okay? We don't know because they're not going to tell us. They're not going to tell you until it's too late. Okay? So what can we do about it? I don't know. We got to figure that out. But all I'm saying is, how can we stop people from Liberia coming into the United States that are infected with Ebola? Okay? I don't know how. All I know is don't let them come here. But they're saying that if we do that, if we isolate the country, that's going to be bad news for Liberia. If we isolate Liberia, it's going to be bad news for them. Well, what else are we to do? What else are we to do? If someone with Ebola comes here, what do we do with them? We isolate them. We put them in, you know, this room and keep them from spreading this stuff to other people, right? So why not do that to that country? Why do you continue to let people come here from Liberia? You know, you got these, and you know, I'm laughing about it, but it's not funny, okay? But you got these airline stewardesses and stewards that are on the airline, on the planes now, and, hey, they got their mask on. You know, they got their little mask on, so they won't be infected. But, you know, is that the only precaution that you have to take? They don't know. Okay, they don't know. Okay, they don't even know, you know, if they're working a flight from Liberia to the United States, they don't know who's infected with Ebola on that flight. Okay, but they have to do their job. Right? So if one of the stewardesses or stewards get infected with Ebola, and then come back to the United States, and hey, she goes home or he goes home, and he or she sleeps with her husband or wife or whatever in the bed that night, and this and that, or get with the family, and I don't know how it spreads. All I'm saying is it's a possibility. Then how are you gonna control it? See, now that you know in these early stages, we need to go ahead and shut it down now. Okay? If you don't want the people in the United States to start to panic about this, we need to shut down the border now. Don't let anyone from Liberia into the United States. Okay? Why can't they go somewhere else? Why do they have to come to the United States? Because they know if they get to the United States with Ebola, they'll be treated. Okay? They can get cured or whatever. They know that. You know? That's just like the people south of the border. They know if they get into the United States and come here and then start having kids, that those kids will probably become American citizens. That's why they come here. Y'all with me? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show if you want to comment on Ebola. And so my thing is, if people come here and they're If I call the United States and say I'm infected with Ebola and I need to come get help, okay? Okay, come on, Frank, and we're gonna put you on a special flight, and you're gonna have to be separated from the normal passengers. We're gonna put you below the deck, and we're gonna have you in this chamber, and we're gonna bring you on over to the United States. Once you get here, we're gonna grab you, and we're gonna take you such and such hospital. And we're going to put you in an isolated room where, so you won't infect anyone between here and there. Man, what kind of cock and bull is that? All I'm saying is, if we weren't going to treat these people, go there and treat them. Okay? And you know, because we don't want... Doctors, I'm sure that some doctors don't want to go there and treat these people with the chance of getting infected themselves. Okay, that's exactly what happened to the doctor that came here and was at down at Emory at the CDC at whatever, getting treatment because he was in Liberia helping people over there that had Ebola. So he got infected. So they brought him back to the United States, and he got treated. And a few weeks later, he was released from the hospital. Okay, he's cured of Ebola or whatever, right? If it's that serious, and we don't want it to come here and have an outbreak here in the United States, then shut down these people coming from Liberia to the United States. Okay, shut them down. The only way that you can come from Liberia to the United States is that you've been treated, cured. We know you're cured. Now you can come to the United States. Then when you get here, we're going to test you again before you can get out in the general public. I don't want to be around someone who has Ebola because I don't know how it spread from one person to the next. I don't know if they're talking to you and a piece of spit come out of their mouth and hit you in the face or hit you in the mouth or something. It can happen, right? I'm sure you've been talking to someone before and they've a little bit of spit came out of their mouth and hit you in the face. You're like, hey, man, I took a shower this morning. How will it, you know, it may happen like that. Who knows? But something has to be done. If we're going to, like I said, if we're going to bring someone from Liberia to the United States and isolate them and treat them until they're clear of Ebola, then why not isolate the country? Treat them, the people that has it, treat them, clear them, and let them get back into the general public. Go about their lives. Why can't we do that? Why can't we do that? I don't understand. You know, I don't understand it. Are we bringing them here for research? That may be it. We're bringing them here for research. Why can't we send people over there and do research there? What's the deal, man? I want to know what the deal is, why we can't isolate people over there and keep them from coming in to the United States. If I know that you have a disease, something that I could catch, I don't want to deal with you. Y'all with me? I mean, you're at work, right? Someone comes to work, and they're blowing their nose and sneezing. You're like, oh, hey, stay away from me. I don't want to catch that cold. I don't want to catch that flu. Right? Hey, it's a cold. It's flu. It's not Ebola. Right? So if they got Ebola, what are you going to say? Get the hell away from me. Don't come near my house. That's me. I'm just being 100% with you guys. I'm just telling it like it is. And that's my story. Hey, guys, join me tomorrow, 10 o'clock a.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care of yourself, guys. It's going to be a great day as far as the weather goes, and I hope you have a great day, rest of the day at work, and a great rest of the week. Take care.
Yeah.